Hello.
Hi, my name is Latasha. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Yes,
I
sir.
do need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I assist you?
I'm trying to, I had talked to a lady about 2 months ago. I was filing for my unemployment. She told me to wait till July when I can file and get my unemployment. So when I tried to file, it said that I had missed too many times because she told me to just stop and wait till July because it won't be able to kick in until July. So when I tried to file it again because I'm still unemployed, they said that I had to call and talk to somebody. Said it
Okay.
had been too long since I filed the last one because the lady told me that this wasn't on this in it because I wasn't going to be able to get it until July.
Okay. So you needed to file your unemployment today.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your full social?
418-1970-41.
Okay, I do need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. Now, what's your first and last name?
Corris, Coris, Cook, Cook.
What's your date of birth, driver's license, and mother's maiden name?
12/27/1977. My driver's license number is 626-2372, and my mom's maiden name is Nix.
Just Nix, N-I.
Yes,
X.
ma'am. Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
Now, your PIN number should be the same, which is 741, okay?
Yes, ma'am. It is.
Now, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand and know and make a false statements and falsifying income documents in connection with this claim is considered fraud.
Yes, ma'am.
You understand fraud is a federal offense punishable by fines and imprisonment up to 5 years that could affect your future benefits.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you filed for regular unemployment compensation and needs to file a TAA or a TRA certification or benefits?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Trade adjustment assistance benefits or certification?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name or different social in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
What's a good telephone number?
656-202-9717.
Thank you. You tell me your date of birth was December 27 of 77. Is that correct, what I heard?
Yes, ma'am.
What state is your driver's license?
Alabama.
What's your race?
Black.
Are you Hispanic or none?
No.
What's your gender?
Male.
What's the highest education you completed?
For you.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty military for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
All right. Did you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what country are you a resident of?
America.
Okay. Now, what's your address?
1147 Bishop Trust Road, Lincoln, Alabama, 35096.
Okay. I was gonna say, if you need to take a drink, take your moment and take your drink. A drink of water if you need to.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. It's the Heat.
It's okay. Yeah, I know the Heat. It ain't nothing to play with out there. And you received mail at that address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what was your occupation when you was working?
I was a picker.
A picker?
Yes, ma'am. I pick parts for Honda.
To
NSC.
So basically you was a production worker?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you seeking work in that same occupation?
When I was my occupation was a forklift driver at NSC. I got a license for it. I'm seeking employment as a forklift driver because I have a license for it, but I picked when I was at NSC.
Okay. But that was your occupation that you left, was a picker.
My occupation is a forklift driver. I had a license for a forklift driver.
No, I'm saying when you was at work, when you was working for them. Is that correct? You was a picker, but you do have another occupation, which is forklift operator. Is that what you're saying? Is that correct?
Uh-uh. My job at NSC was a forklift driver.
Okay.
But if a forklift came open, that's what I done. I had a license. That's what they hired me for. That's what they trained me for. But they had so many, they put me as a picker.
Gotcha.
On production.
Okay. Now, are you attaining work exclusively through the union hiring hall?
The who?
Are you in a union?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
They did my assignment completed.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation or trade?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to drive one way to the job?
I say probably up to 20.
What's the lowest pay rate you're willing to take per hour?
Probably in my occupation?
Mm-hmm.
Probably... Let's see, I was at NSC. I made $15 an hour. So I say that would be it.
Are you a corporate officer for a business, own a business, or work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently solely working on commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
I got a regular driver's license.
Okay. Have you applied for workman's compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or received a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that was not military or federal government in between April 1st of 2023 through March the 31st of 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Now, if you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into a checking or savings or a prepaid benefit card. Now, the prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your proof of payment. Now, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit, but what would you prefer?
I still got my unemployment card.
Okay. So, as soon as they approve, they'll go directly to that.
Okay, because I still got the card.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
And you said, what's the name of the company that you was working for?
Oh, NSE. What is that?
Did you go through any staffing companies or anything?
Elwood
like
Staff.
Okay. Thank you. What's a good phone number to the company that for Elwood Staffing?
Let me see. Let's see about that call. Oh. Hold on, I got a card here for them that they gave me a number on. Okay, it's 256 236 1418.
What city is you that you was working in?
Lincoln.
Okay, now when did you start working for them in Lincoln?
December 26th.
Okay, 1 second. Just trying to catch up. And when was your last day at work?
I think it was like February 17th. A little right after Valentine's.
Of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and you said they completed your assignment. Is that correct, what I heard?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, one moment.
Okay.
Now, are you certified that your answers are true and accurate, that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits, that we are...
Hello.
Yes, how they... It is necessary to verify your identity when filing unemployment benefits. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Let me know if... which one is for you or not. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Now, which of the team nicknames is associated with your college you attended? I have Athens, Cardinals, Scouts, Student Prince, or none of the above?
None of the above.
According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? I have 5'3", 5'7", 6'1", 6'4", or my height is not reported?
6'1".
The following addresses have you ever been associated with? 236 Nix Lane, 60 Water Road, 670 County Road 163, 7335 Gennaro Holloway Road, or never been associated?
236 Nix Lane.
All right, and I'm going to have to read this as is. If you don't understand it, then I'll break it down, okay? I have to read it as is. Now, okay. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Do you certify under the penalty and perjury that you is the person whose name and information was provided on the claim and statements made in connection with this claim is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the handbook.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Normally, it takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting your unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available as well as to seek full-time work each week you claim your benefits. Your unemployment claim we just finished also registers you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit a local Alabama Career Center or log on to their website, which is alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and update their online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption of your benefits. Now, the information booklet, which is the Benefits Rights and Responsibility booklet, contains information on how the claim is determined, instruction regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause denial of benefits. The process you just completed when filing an unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete your certification each week could result in lost benefits. Your unemployment claim is kind of weeks that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online through the claimant portal by clicking File Weekly Certification button or by telephone. Now, if you call by telephone, that telephone number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made starting at Sunday, 12:01 a.m. If you're up there early, do no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in lost benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday. Whether you're filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Now, additional instructions are in the Benefits Rights and Responsibility booklet. If you do not recognize one of the listed employers or realize your employer is missing from the list we provide, please call the claims line at 866-234-5382 as soon as possible following the submission of your claim. Otherwise, your claim will be processed as reported and all other information will be sent by mail. Now, the exemption to the work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who submit proof of good standing with the union, employees who want to verify short-term layoff, claimants that attend direct approval training, a letter will be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that's mailed to you. If you have any questions, please call our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524. They're open Sunday through Thursday. They start at 5 p.m. to schedule callback appointments for assistance, okay?
Okay.
Now, beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You may not list the same employer more than once unless that employer was not hiring when you first contacted them but later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search or contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with the work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center, okay?
Okay.
Now, your application number, let me know when you're ready for that.
Hold on.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, hold on for 1 second. Yeah. Yeah, that'll work.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
It's 490.
How much? What is it?
490.
490.
024.
024.
705.
705. 490 024705.
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay. All right, you start this Sunday, which is the 14th through the 19th for your first weekly certification again, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and please enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.